Tape script 6.3.
An interview with foreign correspondent Simon Winchester.
Part 1.
You've been described as a foreign correspondent of the more adventurous sort. Do you think that does you justice?
It's a very flattering thing to say. I think what probably was meant by that is that I really don't like pack journalism. I'm not in the slightest bit interested in television or waving a microphone in somebody's face. I very much, you know, the man standing under the shadows of the bridge with the notebook in his hand and trying to be inconspicuous and listening and observing, but going alone to unusual places. I think I find the offbeat more interesting. And although I was a White House correspondent for quite a long time and so very much was in the thick of things during, for instance, the Watergate affair with Nixon's resignation, generally speaking, I had a happier time, I think, a more fulfilling time personally when I was based in India with a patch to cover from Tehran to Bangkok, so wandering really in some of the most exotic countries in the world.
Is that something that you relish, that kind of exotic, slightly unknown, almost dangerous side to it? Or?
I'd never made a particular virtue out of danger. I mean, I've covered a reasonable number of wars and skirmishes and things, but remote interests me. Remote islands and islands, people are fascinating. So I tend to have been to nearly all the really strange, offbeat places.